Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Look. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Kurt Palfari. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Kurt Motten. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Carew. Buford moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Powell reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Blair goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bunker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blair bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quilici fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfary is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfary hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Motten hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Motten reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Motten moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Bunker moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0-for-1 in the game. Look hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-1 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chance bunts towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. Quilici moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Motten. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Quilici scores. It's Twins, 3, Orioles, 3. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-2 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulfari hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allison strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Curt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Motton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger bunts in front of the plate. Look fields it and throws to first for the out. Motton moves to second. One out. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Motton moves to third. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0 for 2 in the game. Look hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt pinch hits for Dean Chance. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blair takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair tags and scores. One out. It's Twins, 4, Orioles, 4. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Davey Johnson pinch hits for Kurt Palfrey. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Powell moves to third. It's 5-4, Orioles. Curt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Motton hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Look and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin now catching. Fred Valentine now playing right field. Frank Robinson now playing left field. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-3 in the game. Ulander hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Killebrew moves to third. Rich Reese pinch hits for Bob Allison. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing left field. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Buford bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Blair hits a line drive towards third. Tovar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0-for-3 in the game. Look hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quilici strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.